We were running the Phoenix Club in the Lamb at the time, and it's probably about 1970, early 70 anyway. It was kind of the equivalent of the open mic night that you have now, but it was kind of had an element of cabaret in it because people could come and do anything. We charged people to come on the door, and the profits from that were ploughed back in. So once a month, we could get a pair of professional band to come and do something. And I used an agent for a lot of these sort of modern folk bands. And he would tell me when he had a band that was about to start a tour, and that they would come and do a warm-up gig for us, much cheaper. We could afford them to come and do a cheaper warm-up gig. We moved to the Nag's Tail eventually. I can't remember why, but we did. But we had some very good artists come.
We used to go to a place called Sonia Keats on Barnage Green. I don't remember, there's a little flower shop. We used to walk through the flower shop. There used to be like a little cafe bar at the back, and there always used to be a jukebox. And I remember going in there and putting my money in there and playing a few songs on the jukebox and having a glass of milk. But yeah, old Sonia Keats, bless her. Nice lady.
We would go to coffee bars. Just a general getting together in town near the crossroad, the traffic lights, because Woolworths and the record shop were in that region. And then right up at the top of town, there was a coffee bar. So we used to go there. And of course, you know, we're 13, 14 with a packet of Peter Stuyvesant, and we didn't care because we all looked so much older than our actual years.
Well, we had our haunts on a Saturday. There was a cafe which was known as Barb's. I think it was run by a lady called Barbara, but it was known as Barb's. And that was next to Newport Street bus station, which is no longer there. So we'd hang out there probably in the morning. They had a jukebox there. We'd play the jukebox and drink coffee or tea or whatever we drank in those days. Then we'd probably head for the record shops. One of the main haunts was Russell and Dorrell's had a record department down in their basement. Well, we used to hang out at the Swan with Two Nicks in Worcester. And I can still remember that vodka and lime was 17.5p. And that was our hangout. That was our sort of, it was almost like a youth club. That's where we used to go every weekend. So we may well have been in there on the Saturday afternoon before we headed off to Malvern. Probably head off sort of 5, 6-ish, then we'd probably go to the Unicorn, and which was a real sort of hippie pub in those days. Maybe have a drink in the Unicorn and then head off down to the Winter Gardens. Oh, the other place where we used to hang out in Worcester was the Pudding Bowl. It sold a few hippie clothes. It was mainly a cafe, sort of brown rice and lentils. And then upstairs you could sit on cushions, and people had stuck silver stars all over the ceiling, and it was just a great hangout.
I used to go to the Blue Note Jazz Club at the Foley Arms, and I used to go there every week. But because prior to 1967 I wasn't really into jazz music, I can only remember one person who came there, and that was, there's the Perdido Street jazz group band there. Played every week, they were the house band, and Monty Sunshine, he came. And I have a feeling Chris Barber was there as well, but I can't remember. And there were quite a few others, big, you know, important performers. Every other week they'd have them, or every 3 weeks. And I did like the Perdido Street Jazz Band, they were great. And that was that. And the other one we used to go to was the Nag's Tail Folk Club. But I can't remember any of the acts except Robin and Barry Dunsfield.
The Nag's Head at Link Top, they used to have a shed on the side, which was where the Phoenix Music Club was, which was run by Phil Webb, who I vaguely knew through Fernside's art shop, because he used to work at the art shop and he had a little sideline selling kind of second-hand records, and I used to go up there and buy a lot of records. So I vaguely knew him. You know, it was a mixture of things, because it wasn't just kind of... I think they started off doing mainly folk stuff, and then it kind of went into folk and poetry, and then sort of Phil started putting on kind of more sort of jazz. They used to get bands coming. I think some probably quite well-known bands in their very early incarnation.